Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gauton, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles getting ready for a Week 2 matchup. On Sunday, they will visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Brandon, Eagles are 1-0. They won a difficult matchup with Atlanta last week on Thursday night, 18-12. Offense was in fits and starts, to say the least, but the defense really brought its A game, especially in the red zone.
Yeah, it was a slow start for the Eagles offense. I think there's not a ton of reason to panic about that, just because you look at this unit and they haven't had the most time to practice with each other in training camp. I still think they're finding their groove. Obviously, you want to see improvement, but you also have to give credit to the fact that the Falcons have a pretty good defense. We obviously saw them slow down the Eagles back in January, so you have to give them some credit. And as far as the defense goes, absolutely. I mean, that was very encouraging to see them hold strong in that first game of the season, especially because you didn't even have Nigel Bradham there now, and now you get him back, and that's a big boost moving forward. And it's nice to know that maybe if this offense isn't able to get fully going, well, at least you can kind of count on the defense to pick up the slack a little bit.
Darren Sproles has been ruled out for Sunday's game with a hamstring issue. I was kind of surprised how much the Eagles integrated him into the offense week one. What will his absence mean for that unit on Sunday?
Yeah, we definitely saw a lot more of Darren Sproles than expected early in the week one game against the Falcons. And then the Eagles started to go with more Jay Ajayi in the second half there. Darren Sproles wasn't super effective in that first game, although he did have a really clutch and crucial third down conversion that was short of the sticks. And he kind of just made his best effort and did vintage Darren Sproles to shake free of some tackles and get that first down. So that's the kind of thing you miss without him. But as far as moving forward here, obviously the Eagles still have Jay Ajayi. Hopefully they'll look to get him more involved because he seemed like a little underutilized in the first game. And then Corey Clement will obviously benefit from Sproles being out, considering he's that third down back kind of player. The Eagles will give him some carries, but they'll also look to get him involved in the passing game. And then I'm sure we'll see Wendell Smallwood, who only played one snap against the Falcons, play a little bit more this week. You could also take Darren Sproles' job potentially as a kick returner, or DeAndre Carter also in there as a potential punt returner too. So we'll see some tweaks there with Sproles gone, but ultimately, you know, the Eagles have the guys that they feel good about replacing him.
Eagles won't have Alshon Jeffery, still working his way back from that rotator cuff issue. Nelson Agholor was the clear number one wide receiver in the game against the Falcons. A lot of catches, not a lot of yards. Mike Wallace was really a non-issue. You think they will work hard to get Wallace involved on Sunday?
Yeah, it was a tough game for Mike Wallace, obviously, in week one, not having a single catch. Although, I don't think that was completely his fault. He was getting open deep at times, Nick Foles wasn't really able to connect with him on those. There were some underthrows in there. So I think we could potentially see Mike Wallace a lot more effective this week, considering that the Buccaneers will be without both of their starting quarterbacks. Brent Grimes has been ruled out, and then Vernon Hargraves has been placed on injured reserve. So I think this could be a really good week for the Eagles to look to get back on track. Their receivers only combined for 43 yards last week, and that was on 9 catches. So they weren't very effective at all. I think going up against this Buccaneers defense that allowed 40 points to the Saints, I think it's a kind of a good it comes at a good time for the Eagles to kind of attack this unit and try to get back on track.
I'm not just saying this because I got burned by starting him in fantasy, but Dallas Goedert, I was surprised, was not more of a part of the offense. I think only 17 snaps in the opener. Were you surprised by that? Do you expect them to work him more into the offense here in week two?
It's definitely a surprise. I mean, you looked at DeAndre Carter getting, you know, around 70% of the Eagles' offensive snaps, so Dallas Goedert only played about 20% or so. It was a big split there. That's not something you really would have expected, especially with Alshon Jeffery and Mac Hollins being out. You would expect more 12 personnel with the two tight end sets in there. That's just not what we saw. We saw an Eagles team that still really likes their 11 personnel with the three wide receivers, and I just think they really like that personnel group. So I'm expecting to see a lot more of that. Dallas Goedert will obviously get mixed in. He had some opportunities last week. He wasn't able to stay in bounds in the play in the end zone. He didn't make the catch on a real tough play where he got drilled over the middle right as the ball was coming to him. I think he'll have some opportunities again this week. It's kind of just a matter of making the most of the limited ones that he does get.
I think the biggest surprise of week one maybe wasn't even the Buccaneers beating the Saints, but the way they beat them. I don't think a lot of people had Ryan Fitzpatrick beating Drew Brees in a shootout 48-40. But that Buck offense proved explosive week one. DeSean Jackson, it looks like as we're talking, it just came across officially questionable with a concussion, also has a shoulder issue. Let's assume he plays. Talk about this Buccaneers offense and the problems they could raise for the Eagles.
Yeah, we certainly saw it against the Saints. I mean, that's just a team that can get over the top of you with DeSean Jackson, with Mike Evans, who's very good. And even if DeSean doesn't play, Penn State's Chris Godwin, he's very good as well. So this Buccaneers team has a lot of talent. The play calling there has changed. Instead of Dirk Cutter, the head coach, doing that, now it's the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. So it's kind of a new twist in there, a new wrinkle. It was obviously very effective in week one. I think another thing that you think about with Ryan Fitzpatrick is he's clearly just not afraid to throw that ball deep. He's not hesitant. So it'll definitely be a challenge for this Eagles defense that played very well in week one. I feel good about having the Eagles having a cornerback in Ronald Darby, who played very well against the Falcons overall, and he has that speed to kind of match what DeSean Jackson can do deep. So it will be an interesting battle for sure. I think, you know, that is the biggest threat to the Eagles this week. It's that Bucs offense and what they were able to do last week against the Saints, who I think, you know, they obviously had a very good defense last year. Maybe kind of, as we're seeing, taking a step back, I think the Eagles defense is potentially better than what the Saints have. So I don't think it'll be another 48-point performance, but the Buccaneers could very well still present a challenge for this Eagles team.
Biggest keys for the Eagles as they try to go to 2-0?
I think it comes down to the line play. It always does for this Eagles team. I mean, that's how they got to the Super Bowl last year. They need to protect Nick Foles. They need to get him in a rhythm early on. Maybe the coaching staff has talked a lot about kind of giving him easy completions to kind of get him settled in. We've obviously seen Nick Foles have success in his two games at Tampa Bay. He has 7 touchdowns, 5 passing, 2 rushing. He's played well. He's 2-0 in those games. So maybe there's just something about that stadium where he's good down there. And then on the other side of the ball, they can't give Fitzpatrick all that time to get those deep routes going and giving him time to air it out. They need to get pressure on him. The Eagles did a really good job of getting to Matt Ryan and affecting him. I think they can do the same with Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, again, it's another game where the trenches will be incredibly important for this team.
Brandon Lee Gouten, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Eagles, who are getting ready to visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. And Brandon, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can read my work at BleedingGreenNation.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Gouten, and you can check out Bleeding Green Nation's podcast, BGN Radio.
Brandon, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.